McNeil?
Yes.
Counselor Terrell?
Yes.
Counselors Ward?
Yes.
Counselor Anderson?
Yes.
Counselor Hooper?
Yes.
Counselor Jones?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
Yes. That motion is carried. All right, Counselor Neal, 10.3, Planning and Development Committee.
I think we need to vote on the main recommendation, do we not?
Oh, you're right, those were the, that was the amendment, you're correct, thank you. Anything further on item 32? Those were two amendments. So that was a recorded vote. No, it was put on the floor, so. It had to be for us to have amendments. Right. All right, it was 32, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so anything further on 32, that's the budget policy. Okay, on 32, I'll call the question, all in support, opposed, that is carried, thank you, Counselor Neal. You're up on Planning and Development?
Keep me.
Thank you, Counselor Neal.
Had to pause there, you know, like. So, moved by myself, seconded by Counselor Terrell, that the recommendations contained in the June 3rd Planning and Development Committee meeting be approved on consent.
Right. Do we have any polls from the Planning Committee report? Counselor Jones.
Number 3.
All right. Beyond 3. Call the question on the balance, all in support. Opposed, carried. Counselor Jones, you've got, you're moving that with Counselor Neal seconding with an amendment or two?
Yeah, it's just very small amendments for 3D. It's just rewording so that it reads, provide additional arm's length professional oversight of the private well monitoring, which is being done by Hydro One's consultant. And then the final paragraph, one addition in there is that staff are to confirm with CLOCA the arrangements for the monitor at well MW5-14 and to clarify, and this is the addition here, and confirm the municipality's financial support for the monitoring of the Oak Ridges Moraine Groundwater Program and G360 drilling of the air rotary well and access to the site.
All righty. Questions or comments on the amendments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. On the motion as amended. Anything further? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. Got 11.1.1, so this is under section 11. Do you have anyone on that one? Are you looking for someone? Councillor Jouart, do you have a suggestion for that?
That CLD 01419 be approved.
Seconded by? Councillor Terrell, was that a hand going up? Thank you. Questions or comments on that? Seeing none, call the question, all in support. Opposed, that is carried. And we've got 11.2, FND-020-19. That's the federal gas top up. Okay, seconded by Councillor Jones. Councillor Neal.
Yeah, question on Riley Road, like a Lakeshore Road from Riley Road to East Town Line, is that all going to get replaced? Because a lot of it seems to be in fairly good shape. And my other question is, there's a really rickety old bridge that you cross the railroad tracks at some point. So I'm wondering if the bridge should be more of a concern than the road, but from a liability standpoint. But it's sort of, it's like the one that Ted Kennedy went across at Chappaquiddick kind of thing, you know, it's sort of, he didn't quite make it though.
It adds adventure to your day. Mr. Canella. Can you pull the mic down just?
With regard to the reconstruction,
generally speaking, when we're doing any sort of high float, you don't do it in patches. You have one continuous installation of that sort of work. Operations director could follow, through with that. As far as other things along that route, say bridges, bridges are inspected every 2 years. They're municipal bridges, of course. So when this project was considered, surely the bridge for replacement or improvement or whatever would have been considered. And it didn't seem to have any structural needs that we're aware of.
Okay, so I think Councillor Neal's concern was more, you know, is the road that bad to be at the top of the list? And Mr. Cannelli, you sort of pass that off to Mr. Horvath, or?
Well.
Either one of you gentlemen, yeah. It's fine.
What I'm getting at is that we've done this together. From an engineering perspective, to me, you can't do it in segments. What will happen is if you do that, you'll have a piece of patchwork. And that is not, in my opinion, a good approach. The good pieces you see today, since the life cycle is 7 or 8 years, it'll show up in 3 years while the other sections are still good, and you get into this routine of patching. And that's something that I think for rural roads especially, one uniform application of some treatment is generally the practice. But I could pass that on to operations director for further comment.
I'm not sure, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Neal, what else I can add from that. Certainly, when we take a look at road sections, we take a look at, do we need to do that full extent of that full road? And we think that in our best interest to do that full extent. This is a heavily used area, the Lakeshore Road, for cyclists and all that. We've had some challenges along that stretch. Yes, I would agree with you that there's some small sections of that road that are in good shape, but it makes sense for us to do it at this point in time, do it all when we have the equipment there instead of going back and picking little spots.
I guess I did do a little tour. What struck me was Newtonville Road was far and away worse than Lakeshore. I'm not sure. Again, I'm just a guy that drives around and checks out roads. That's what I do in my spare time. But I guess just as a layman, I would be more worried about Newtonville Road than what I saw on Lakeshore Road. But I didn't see much disrepair on Lakeshore. But you know.
Through the mayor to councilor, which section of Newtonville Road?
Close to Lakeshore Road.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say north of Highway 2, because that road section, Councillor Hooper and I were at pancake breakfast, and that road, in terms of the shoulders and certain sections of that road, are really bad shape. So that's what I was hoping you would say. So.
Well, I didn't get that far. I was in the south. So, anyway, Mr. Chair, it's hard for me to give an unqualified yes to this. Again, it's great news that we've got this much money to spend. I did ask for the numbers. Like, the numbers aren't high for the use of that road, so. I'm just wondering if a referral back on A would make sense, though, because for staff to take another look at that, that's all, because I guess I'm a little concerned that there may be other roads that are actually far worse. That, again, I hear what they're saying, the staff is saying about the cycling. But, so I would move a motion to refer A back to staff to take a further look at. Again, we're just getting this, you know, on a council meeting, and could it come back at the general government committee meeting or the next council meeting?
You got a seconder, and then we'll get some answers for that. We have a seconder for the referral. Councillor Traill, Mr. Pinn. There are some timing issues. Can we bring it back?
Through the chair, I'm going to let Director Horvath start that one, and then I may come back to it.
The reason that it's through the mayor to members of council, the reason that it's here tonight is the fact is we're trying to finalize the 2019 program. So by delaying it, so GGC, which means another 3 weeks, I may lose the contractor's availability in the summertime, and we want to get them out there as soon as possible. I have no problem if council feels that we need to revisit that section of road. I can tell you that my supervisors have traveled every section of road twice since last fall, and I've traveled almost every section, not every section, but most sections across Clarington. But if council wants to defer part A, we'll certainly bring that back. We'll just do it as a provisional. It may get in, it may not get in this year. So that's the best advice I can give to you.
Councilor Short.
Is Newtonville Road not a regional road?
Newtonville, north of 2. That's why I was hoping that it was north of 2, that was the region of Durham, so Councilor Neal could bring that up at regional council.
And I have, Mr. Chair. So.
Okay, on the referral, anything further? Go ahead, Councilor Hooper.
Well, he did have a question. I had my hand up.
I did, but then we got the...
You're looking to the right, not to the left.
Councilor Neal had the floor and okay. Moved, but so ask your question now anyway.
Well, it's just that from a rider's perspective, I've gone down there and got out of my car, rode my bike, and it's a safety hazard as far as people dodging, trying to get around potholes. It's not very safe conditions through that area, and it is well used. That trail, you go down there on a Sunday or a Saturday, try to ride down through there, it's very busy. So for somebody to say it's not very well used, it is very well used. And in regards to what the director said in regards to Newtonville Road North, he's quite correct. When I came through there, I thought, wow, this road is in very bad shape at the present time. So I just think it's money well spent. So that's my personal opinion.
Councilor Neal, let's hang on for a second, see if anyone else wants to speak to that. So this is on the referral, and the clerk is suggesting the referral is actually an amendment, and the amendment would be that it be referred just so we can flow through to Part B. Councilor Neal.
Yeah, I asked staff for the numbers for the daily use, and it was in the hundreds. Now, I assume that's passenger vehicles that we're talking about. So all I'm saying is we have some roads that are, you know, many thousands a day versus that type of usage. So that's what I was getting at. So apart from the cyclists, I don't think those numbers include cyclists. So. All right.
Anything further? So for two reasons, I won't support the referral. One is I'll concur with what Councillor Hooper is saying, and I've had a couple of emails and you know, some chats on Facebook suggesting that is not the greatest. And I hear from my sister-in-law, who's an avid cyclist, regularly on that. The second is I do have concerns. We're asking staff for their best advice. And staff must feel sometimes that perhaps they should just ask us where we want the money to be spent. So they've identified these roads. There are some funds available. We pay them for their expert advice. And if we're continually ignoring it, at some point you've got to wonder why we bother to ask. So on the referral, I'll call the question, all in support. The amendment dealing with the referral, opposed, and that motion fails. All right, so we're back to the motion. Any further questions on the motion? Call the question, all in support. Opposed, that is carried, thank you. All right, then we've got 12.1. So bear with me for one moment. Okay, so Councilor Zort, why don't you move this, and then you're going to give me, you're going to ask for a reconsideration, and then you've got an amendment to make to it.
What she's going to move is...
We've got to put it on the floor.
That council consider the reconsideration, so you're asking council to agree to the reconsideration.
Well, it's already been adopted by, so Anne suggested that D had been missed.
Right.
And we don't need to add D, we don't need to add D back in.
No, it was just on the agenda.
Okay, sorry, I'm misinterpreting a memo that came out. Okay, so Councilor Zort, if you'll ask for a reconsideration, and then you would introduce your amendment.
So this is moved by myself and seconded by Councilor Jones, that the strat plan be reconsidered.
Okay, call the question on opening it for reconsideration. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Councilor Zort?
Okay, so now I'm moving and seconded by Councilor Hooper that we add a section E to the strat plan, environmental sustainability, and then under the action items E1, advance waste reduction initiatives by promoting the 4 R's, refuse, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Right. Do we have any questions on that? Seeing none, I have a prediction. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. We don't have any unfinished business. We do have some new business. Bylaws first. Okay, the clerk wants the bylaws first. That'd be you, Councilor Hooper, I'm just guessing. Probably a good guess. It was a good guess.
Okay, moved by myself, seconded by Councilor Anderson, that leave be granted interest bylaw 2019-039 to 2019-042 and said bylaws be approved.
Questions or comments on the bylaws? Councilor Neal.
So is it just one we're doing right now or all of them?
We're doing all of them.
I thought you just said one. So it's 039 to 042?
Yes.
Okay, that's not the way the motion was read out. I didn't think I heard that 039 to 042. That's fine.
We'll confirm that it is 039 to 042.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, on the bylaws, call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Again, no procedural notices of motion. We do have other business. Councilor Neal, I'm thinking based on the motion, we'll probably want to go into camera because. So if I could have a motion under Section 239(2) of the Municipal Act as amended. That's as far as I can go. Councilor Neal.
I think I should read my motion out and then I would move to go into camera to discuss it.
Okay, well, so how much detail do you want to get into?
Well, I think it'll lead to questions about identifiable individuals. That's why.
Okay, so you want to put the motion forward first. We could do it after we go in camera to discuss, but that's fine. So do the motion, and then I'll take the motion to go into closed session.
Okay, so should I read the motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, so moved by myself, seconded by Councilor Trail. Now be it resolved that the Director of Community Services be an acting position pending a review of department functions and report back to General Government Committee. So, and then I would move.
Okay, so under Section 239(2) of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended, that the meeting be closed for the purpose of discussing the following matter, and that is a matter that deals with personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees. Councilor Trail, you're seconding that? You're good. All in support? All righty. I am so. We'll rise and report that one item was discussed in closed session in accordance with Section 239(2) of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended, and no resolutions were passed. Councilor Neal, your motion is on the floor.
And no further discussion, or I from myself. And Mr. Chairman.
Okay, discussion that is suitable for open session. Questions, comments? All right, then, we'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. All right. Councillor Neal.
I did have another question, Mr. Chair, if I could, on another topic. No motion, just a question.
Go for it.
Okay. Somebody brought it to my attention that we should be looking at electric vehicles as opposed to, and I think we should be looking at a pool. So I'm not sure if that's something on our CEO's radar screen, but for example, do we need to have each department having their own vehicles? Could we not have a common pool of vehicles that sort of on a first come, first served basis, almost like cars to go and, you know, so, and electric. So we all have, you know, they're all short-term trips. We're not going long distances. Apparently Pickering has looked at this and that there was a significant cost savings. And so anyway, just, is that something that's on the radar screen? And, you know, where does each department need to have their own vehicles? And could we not create like a pool that, you know, all departments have access to and just get the right number, of course. And so
okay, so through the chair, there's two questions there. The first question about the use of electric vehicles, we've just hired a climate change coordinator who will be looking at issues like that. I can't say that I've asked him to specifically look at that issue, but I know he has as part of the work they did at the region. And I'll ask him to look at that on a sort of more fundamental basis for the entire corporation. In terms of pooling of cars, whether they be, or vehicles, whether they be electric or otherwise, I'd have to have a discussion with department heads, and I'll have that tomorrow morning. Okay.
I know we all want to go watch the game, but what cars are you talking about through the chair? I don't know, pooling up cars, I'm not sure.
Planning staff, there's planning vehicles, engineering vehicles, clerks vehicles, building inspectors, on and on and on. Like maybe we just need six vehicles that, or eight, or I don't know, that. But there's this, anyway, I'm not trying to answer the CEO's question here. But
I will provide council with a memo saying how many vehicles we have. It's actually not that many. We have a we don't have many. We have a couple of engineering vehicles. Planning doesn't have any vehicles. Bylaw enforcement has some vehicles. The fire officers, the fire chief has a vehicle, his own vehicle. So I can make a list of the vehicles that we have and investigate the possibility of shared usage.
At the same time, though, if you say planning doesn't have any vehicles, but planning does go out and about, so I assume they're getting paid mileage, right? So would it not make more sense, as opposed to paying people mileage, to say, okay, grab that vehicle that's over there and, you know, that's all.
Through the chair, it makes sense, but every time they go to use it, the red vehicles that are the engineering vehicles are not in the parking lot. In other words, they're being used. So I'll look at it, counselor, but it's I'll look at it.
try out Cars to Go in Vancouver. It's a great idea, but okay. Thanks. Clarington Cars to Go. There you go.
I'm afraid to ask, do we have any other business? Councillor Hooper.
Sir, Councillor Jones will tell you. Good. It's not bad. Something to mow the water in Curtis. That's all. Sorry.
Councillor Hooper, actually, I'm looking to you for a confirming bylaw.
I know you are.
Oh,
yeah, let's
all right.
Move on myself.
I was starting to wonder.
Move on myself, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Leave be granted, introduced to bylaw 2019-043. Being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of the Council of the Municipality of Clarington at a regular meeting held on the the 10th day of June, 2019, said bylaw be approved.
Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor Anderson, do the deed, sir. Motion to adjourn. Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Neal. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Thank you.